listen to these words of Kabir. Love. Love is not grown in gardens. Love is not sold at the market. He who wants it, king or commoner, gives his head and takes it. Gives his head and takes it. Easy. Studying great books, many have died. None have ever become learned. Two letters and a half in love. Who studies them is learning. Narrow is the lane of love. Two will never fit. When I was, the Lord was not. No, He is. I am not. Kabir says, clouds of love, come on me showering, soaking my heart, greening the inner jungle. A heart dry of love, God again untasted. This is the man of the world, his arising wasted. Roused, ecstatic, with his name, love drunk, overflowing, revealing in his vision. Who bothers with liberation? Tale of love untellable. Not a bit is ever told. The sweets of a dumb one, he enjoys and smiles. How to talk about that which you can't talk about? Love untellable. Love is not grown in gardens. Love is not sold at the market. He who wants it, king or commoner, gives his head and takes it. Kabir is just putting it straight from the beginning. This is how it is. Give your head, give your ego, give your mind, and love is there. No, you know, it's up to you now. No donation will do it. No service will do it. No prayers will do it. No thinking positive will do it. Only your head. Only your mind, only your identification with the ego will do it. Easy. He who wants it, king or commoner, gives his head and takes it. This is how it always been. The only thing for a seeker is to be aware of her own mind, her own thoughts, her own doubts, her own projections. Studying great books, many have died. None have ever become learned. So many people studying, and great books, great pundits, great priests, great professors, great spiritual people, great imams. They don't know anything. You can studying the menu for lifetimes. Only when the food comes, then you will be satisfied then. Then when you're satisfied, how can you say anything then? You're satisfied, what to say? Maybe afterwards you start thinking, who made this meal? How can I learn this recipe? Two letters and a half in love. Who studies them is learning. Kabir says that's the only thing you need to study. And that is the only thing that we forget. Amazing. We are studying everything, but not ourselves, not love. And Kabir says, the mystic says, this is the only thing you need to study. That's the only thing that will save you. He who studies them is learning. Narrow is the lane of love. Two will never fit. When I was, the Lord was not. No, He is, I am not. When you start, then you are looking. When you find, you are gone. And He is. Then no more problem then. You were the one who had the problem. You were the one seeking. No more seeking. Narrow is the lane of love. Two will never fit. Leave your ideas outside. You have to become one. You have to fall in tune. And how can you fall in tune if not love? That is the whole melting process. Something mysterious in you trusts something more than you trust your mind. You have the courage even to go against your so-called self. Two will never fit. When I was, the Lord was not. No, He is, I am not. Kabir says, clouds of love come on me showering, soaking my heart. Know when you have tasted it. Kabir said, that's the only thing. Kabir says, clouds of love come on me showering, soaking my heart. Come, more. Okay. No, there is no more fear. You can never say, come on, give me more, if you're afraid. No. Only when you don't care. No, give me more. Soak me more. Greening the inner jungle. A heart cry of love. God again, untasted. This is the situation of the man of this world, his arising wasted. And it's very easy to live the whole life dry, with the heart dry. Another life, another dry life, wasted. This is just like Gurdjieff said, man is a machine. You can just be zombies. You look like human beings, everything's functioning, but no juice, no love, no understanding, no sensitivity. This is the amazing thing with human beings. You can look like human being, but you're not in touch with the heart. Then it opens a totally new dimension. Kabir says, a heart dry of love. God again, untasted. Again. And life goes so quick. Again you missed. This is the man of this world, his arising wasted. He came, but it was a waste. Roused, ecstatic, with his name love-drunk, overflowing, revealing in his vision, why bother with liberation? This is the part of the lovers. Ecstatic with his name, love drunk, overflowing, revealing in his vision. Gone in his vision, why bother with liberation? What liberation? Who cares with liberation? Who cares about enlightenment when you love drunk? It seems far away. It's always been like that with the mystic. When they are there, when Osho first started traveling around India and having camps, he could talk about the Vedanta and the yoga and enlightenment, but the people didn't care much. They loved him. That is the difference when it's alive. When the master is gone, then they start talking about these things. If you fall in tune, then the miracle of love does it. This is the words of these love-drunk mystics, the Sufis, the Bhaktis, the devotees. They don't care anymore. They have tasted the wine, roused, ecstatic, with his name, love drunk, overflowing, revealing in his vision. Why bother with liberation? Tale of love, untellable, not a bit ever told. Not a bit is ever told. But you can feel it. You can taste it. You can be it. But it's difficult to talk about. That's why the lovers are dumb. They can't say anything. How to talk about it? How to explain it to a dry heart? Impossible. They think you're mad. They think you're crazy. Meditation, love, happiness, ecstasy. What is this? Surrender, devotion. Be careful. They belong to a different dimension. The dimension of the mind, of the ego, and you have the dimension of the heart, of understanding, of trust. It's totally different. That's why words cannot give the understanding. It's only your own understanding that can give it. Tale of love, says Kabir, untellable. Not a bit is ever told. The sweets of a dumb one, he enjoys and smiles. That is the only thing you can do. You enjoy and smile. And the whole world thinks what you're smiling about is a very serious place. Must be mad. That's why the lovers, the mystics, they always been thought of as they are mad. Yes, in the eyes of the egos, they are mad. To know love, you have to become a lover. The sweets of a dumb one, he enjoys and smiles. What to do? Have another sweet. Beloved, I would like to share with you what I have been feeling in this process of separation, this rebirthing for me. I arrived here in Norway certain that finally I would be living the ultimate dream, following my master around the world, flying with the stars. Suddenly, it came a tidal wave and dragged me to the place where I always escaped, the true meeting with my soul and my growth. I lived 12 years loving and sharing with my beloved, but I went too far and lost myself in the other. Meeting you, beloved, I started to learn the way back home, but I was never courageous enough to break out from my patterns and set me free. The ending of this relationship was very painful, beloved. How quickly everything happened, the distance created between us, everything so fast, from chaos to silence, from pain to compassion, from misery to love. With my paralyzed mind facing the surprise, my heart suddenly opened and became vulnerable. I became flooded by the love and the support of this beautiful family. The chakra journey helped me to recover myself. I started to meet myself in each of the chakras, a true gift. Thank you to all the hearts that nurtured my heart. And because the moment is of deep healing and cleansing, I'm also in the process with my family in Brazil. They were very worried with me. In the first days they flooded me with love and support, and afterwards came the old emotional games. My mother and my sister were traveling in Europe, and I should meet them in Paris. This last week, where we had a break between the retreats, but I did not go to Paris. I managed to go through the fear of letting them down and explain to them my choice now was to take care of myself, to follow my own path. Of course, they got hurt and did not look after me anymore. But it was very good to be straight and truthful with myself, to have made the right choice, to stand up for it. And at the end of all this, my beloved, is that only we two are left, finally. I'm cleaning the house, I'm planting flowers, and every time I receive you, it is more and more truthful. I feel total with you right now. Only trust and love, forever yours, Kavita. You are at the right place, Kavita. Here you can go through it. And many times growth comes out of pain, because pain takes you deeper. And many times we don't see, we don't appreciate what we have, we don't learn what we should learn, because too easy. Human beings very quickly take it for granted. Very quickly, if you're not very alert, you think, you take situation just for granted after a while. First, you can be very grateful. But we get used to everything. But this is what was needed, that suddenly it came a tidal wave and dragged me to the place where I always escaped, the true meeting with my soul and my growth. And that is the way, just 12 years, you enjoy it, you thank each other for that, be friends. If it was beautiful, great, we had a good time. And if you didn't have a good time, even better, finished. So either way, be understandable. And on top of it, you are with me, you are here. And no, you had to face yourself on a deeper level. Very good. But this you could only see here, my dear Kavita. Meeting you, beloved, I started to learn the way back home, but I was never courageous enough to break free, to break out from my patterns and set myself free. No, sometimes we need shock treatment, no? To wake up. And then in that paralyzed shock state of your mind, you say, my heart opened and vulnerable, I became flooded by the love and the support of this beautiful family. Yes. And the chakra journey helped me to recover myself. You see, everything perfect. Everything is provided for. Otherwise, many people, they just go in their own little hole. No, luckily, you were here. You took the support. And your understanding grows. Thank you to all the hearts that nurtured my heart. And then, with your family, was another thing. No, you could stand up for it. People sell themselves so much unconsciously, just out of habit. And out of thinking that people should love them. If it's family or friends or girlfriends or boyfriends or anything. But stand up for your truth. No, you stood up for your truth. And your truth was, you have to be here. No, they are angry now, disappointed. That is also normal. If there is no understanding, then there will be disappointment. If there is understanding, if there is love, then they understand. Even if they don't understand. Yes, my dear, you must be right. This is what we need. We support you. But this is how families is holding you back. And you're trying to please them. You are not here to please anybody. You are here to be truthful. To be courageous. To stand up for your heart. And as soon as you do that, you felt strength. Yes, you say, it was very good to be straight and truthful with myself, to have made the right choice. And only you can make the right choice. Nobody else can do it for you. And that is the outcome. When you make the right choice, you will feel more strong. You will feel more peaceful. You will feel more integrated. You know that it is the right thing. Yes, maybe it's very sad that people didn't understand, that the family doesn't understand, that the friends doesn't understand. But so what? You had to do it. I clean the house, I'm planting flowers, and every time I receive you, it is more and more truthful. I feel total with you right now. Very good. And at the end of this, my beloved, it is only we two left, finally. What could be better than that? At last, Kavita, it's only me and you now. Good. Come here. Otherwise, all these boyfriend, girlfriends, they take so much energy. This marriage and relationship can be very serious business. Very serious sometimes. It shouldn't be. Main thing is to be friends. Not friendship, lead deeper than any dramas. That's the main thing. Johnny is drinking a few beers in the pub. And he has a worried look on his face. What is the matter? Asked his friend Rocky. Johnny drinks down his beer and said, I'm totally afraid to go near the highway day or night. Why? Asked Rocky, sipping his beer. Well, replies Johnny, my wife just escaped with the truck driver. And every time I hear a horn, I'm afraid he's bringing her back. It goes from one side to the other, no? We want to be together, we don't want to be together. Da, 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 da. Never satisfied. You have to find this beyond that. Only there is the freedom, no? Then there's peace. Don't let be dependent on anything. Don't feel lonely. Start enjoying your aloneness. Everybody is in a hurry. It's important to see if it's the same interest, if it's the same connections, if it's the harmony. Then the higher the connection means the higher you are, the higher the centers that is connecting, the more stable. The more shallow, the more unstable. The higher, the more stable. And if you have time, which very few people have, then you see that you fit not only in one way, but in many ways. That is not easy. Patience. The higher the connection is, the more beautiful. No? But then you have to take care of that which is higher. So you can recognize that. Aum Shanti.
Into the wind.